para sa isang malaman,
makabuluhan,
at masustansyang talakayan sa isa sa pinakapaboritong libangan ng Pinoy,
ang pelikula.
Dito na tayo sa CineScholar! Oh, walang a-absent ha?
Okay, at yan po yung music mula sa Chennai Express, Kashmir, Maintu, ano yun? Kanyakumari. Okay, galing sa Chennai Express na film na released noong 2013. Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Ito po ulit ang, ano nga ba, CineScholar? dito sa DZUP 1602, no? Handog ng UP Film Institute. Ito po ulit si Roel Hamon.
Si Renan Saliba po.
At meron po kaming special guest. Oh. Pero bago namin pakilala yung special guest, tapusin lang natin itong trivia na pinrepair ni very beautiful Janine. No? Yung Chennai Express. Chennai ba? Oh, Chennai Express. Third highest grossing Indian film worldwide. No? Ito ay isang romantic comedy film na dinirect ni Rohit Shetty. No? Tungkol ito sa, saan nga ba ito tungkol?
Journey ng isang tao from Mumbai to Rameshwaram. And magkaroon ng love story.
Ng love story. Ganun lang siya.
With the daughter of a local don.
Love
story ito eh.
So I suppose, nakasakay sila sa trend, no?
So, oh.
Okay. So bakit ba natin pinag-uusapan 'to? Bakit ba ano?
Ang oh, ano bang natin 'yan sa Bollywood, kaya nga ang ating special guest.
Ang ating special guest, papakilala din natin special guest natin.
Sige.
Okay, so
makausap itong ating
So para sa mga nakikinig diyan, magandang gabi sa inyo lahat, no? Pasa ano, international kami ngayon dahil ang guest namin ay isang legitimate na artista. Isang artista to from Bollywood, no? His name is Satish Gulate.
Hello, good evening and thank you for having me.
Okay. So, Satish. Oh, Satish. Oh, did I pronounce your name properly?
You were reasonably Gulate. Close. Oh. It is Satish Gulate.
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 It's Gulate. It sounds like Bulate.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of, yes.
Oh, it's like Bulate. It's, you know what Bulate is?
It's the worm.
It's worm.
Bulate.
I would assume it's a sort of dish that you eat with worm. Is that it?
No. It's not. It's just a worm. It's the worm that in the soil. No.
This is symbolic culture. In your country. Ah, okay.
So sa mga nakikinig sa atin, no. Pagkakataon niyo na, no? Pero na makapag-comment, makapag-ano sa programang ito, no. Mm-hmm. Makikita niyo ang Cine Scholar, no, streaming to sa www.dzup.org. Pwede nyo kaming i-text, no, 0927-220-8332.
Okay, ang landline, pwede rin kayo tumawag, 503-8288.
No, pwede kayong mag-comment sa Facebook, no, hanapin nyo lang DZUP1602AM.
Tama.
Sa Twitter, ganun din, no?
Ganun din.
Hashtag lang naman yun, ang kaibahan yun, DZUP1602.
Oo.
Ganun din sa Instagram at saka sa saan pa ba? So basta ayun, no.
Yep.
For comments on ano, yung topic natin today is Bollywood,
no.
Tungkol sa mga pelikulang Bollywood at ang kasama natin dito, ang guest natin dito would be telling us, no. Would be talking about Bollywood, no.
Bollywood.
Specifically acting for Bollywood.
Mm. Yes. No? What would you like to know?
Before that, no, let's have a brief introduction about Bollywood. No? So, my Renan here has prepared something. So, saan ba galing yung Bollywood? Bakit siya Bollywood?
Bollywood is Parmantu. Derived from Bombay. Bombay, formerly the Mumbai, di ba? Mumbai. And Hollywood. This is the same, ano, pero sinabi nila it's a poor cousin of Hollywood. Hindi po. Hindi po nag... na nag-exist ang Hollywood during 1970s nga. You know. Yung naming scheme for Bollywood was inspired by Tollywood, the name that was used to refer to the cinemas of Western Bengal.
Okay.
Dating back to 1932.
Bakit Tollywood? Bengal pala yan. Di dapat Bollywood nga.
Tollywood was the earliest Hollywood-inspired name referring to a Bengal film industry.
Oo.
Kaya nga, inspired naman to. Ito. Based on Tollygun, Calcutta.
His
name is reminiscent to Hollywood and was parang ano lang, katunog. Hindi naman talaga nagkataon na Hollywood.
So,
kinuha yung kumbaga poor cousin daw ng Hollywood yung Bollywood. Hindi po.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi po nanggaling dun yun.
Okay, so anything else? We're discussing Bollywood now because we've been discussing Hollywood films for quite a while, no?
Sure.
So for this time around, because you're here, because we have a special guest, we would be using this episode especially for Bollywood. At least give our audiences a small idea of how Bollywood is and how Bollywood filmmaking is in of course in Bollywood. But before I ask you the more difficult questions, we need to take a break. So, DZUP ay kasapi ng KBP.
Kabisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas.
DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka. Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Subject mo.
Math! I like problem solving.
Gusto ko ng experiments. Science!
English! I love music!
P!
Hindi ko po alam.
Bigyan natin ang lahat ng kabataan ng favorite subject. Ang edukasyon ay karapatan ng lahat at ito'y hindi pinagkakait kanino man. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Madrama ka ba? Huwag nang magdrama dahil mapakinggan mo na ang makulay na kwento ng ating mahal na universidad. Dahil ang kwento ng UP ay kwento nating lahat. Abangan ang UP nating mahal tuwing Martes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Madaman magbasa ng libro? Mag-internet na lang kaya ako. Ah, ito maganda. Kasyang-kasya to sa 5-page paper ko.
Ang ganda nga ng homework mo. Hindi naman galing sa isip mo. Maging original. Tigilan ang pangongopya. Tigilan ang plagiarism. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Para sa isang malaman,
makabuluhan,
at masustansyang talakayan sa isa sa pinakapaboritong libangan ng Pinoy,
ang pelikula.
Dito na tayo
sa CineScholar.
Oh, walang a-absent ha?
Okay, nagbabalik po ang CineScholar dito sa DZUP. Okay. No? Kami po yung, ito po yung handog ng UP Film Institute. At ang pinag-uusapan natin ngayon?
Bollywood.
Bollywood.
Bollywood film. Indian film.
At kasama pa rin natin si Mr. Satish Gulati.
Gulati.
Ng Bollywood. So, how long have you been here?
Well, I'm here to work on a picture with Viva.
Viva? Really?
Yes. Yes, we just finalized this script. I am playing a Mumbai. They told me that is my character.
Mumbai.
It's a Mumbai. Apparently, it involves a motorcycle.
Uh-huh.
And another Mumbai.
Oh, okay.
It's not a Bombay place, but it's a
the
person.
Mumbai person.
In,
oh.
They described it. I'm improvising my own dialogue the whole time in very bad Tagalog, which I have been practicing for all of 9 hours now, and also my native West Bengalese.
Oh,
but apparently I fall in love with a very young, very beautiful Marina. What is a Marina?
Morena
woman.
Oh. Morena.
Morena.
Morena. Very nice. Morena. I couldn't find it on Wikipedia. Okay, I understand now. But it is a very interesting story. It is about cross-cultural love. There is dancing. So they're bringing that in from Bollywood.
Okay, so
It's common to Bollywood film. It's a dancing. Musical, mostly.
A musical. And they are talking to someone named Fernando Roa to come in and do a guest spot. He is apparently an older actor, very well known in your country. I mean, very charming man. I met him the other night. So we will go from there. We are still in English is negotiation. Yeah. So we'll see where we go. But it's an interesting idea.
Okay. So earlier, you were talking about an experience. Someone shouted at you when you were walking outside.
I was walking along Quezon Avenue.
Yes.
Over by the Cafe France. I love the coffee, so I go there in the morning every time. Not a plug, they do not pay me. I'm just saying that it is good.
Yeah.
You should enjoy it.
I see.
And I crossed the street and someone yelled at me 5 and 6.
It's a 5 and 6.
5 and 6, what
does that
mean?
It's a magic number for Mumbai.
I'm not sure, and I don't want to be accusatory, but I think they made a gesture of a particularly derogatory nature.
Oh, five and six.
5 and 6, that's a lucky number. lucky number for a lot of Filipinos.
They're betting on me crossing the street.
No, not really. It refers to a cash fallout.
It's a 5-6.
Yeah.
5-6.
Yeah. That means 5-6, to some people, they get some money. To others, they lose some money. But if they shouted 5-6, they're probably asking some money. And if you give them money, you earn a lot more in return. Something of that sort.
Oh, sort of like karma.
Yes, in a way. Yeah.
Okay. Don't feel exploited anymore.
I see.
Sorry, let's talk about Bollywood.
Let's talk about Bollywood.
I researched, Bollywood is currently the number one film producer in the world.
More movies and larger audiences than anywhere else in the world.
Yeah.
More butts in the seat in Bombay, as we like to say.
Mm-hmm.
People will see a film 4, 5, 6 times if they
really
like it. Yes. Mm. Very different viewing experience from either in the West or in the Philippines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So movie going is cheaper in
Oh yes, not unlike here. Less than 150 rupees, which is, I believe, 37 peso to go to the movies.
Making movies in India is a healthy industry, not like in the Philippines that because of the piracy and other.
We have piracy, yes, but the theater itself is the center of the experience. So going to see the film in the movie theater is the whole shot, if you will. What people like to do. That is what people are willing to pay for. Yes.
They're
willing to entertain.
Let's go to Bollywood. Apparently, Bollywood is not very popular here in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. The common critic of Bollywood films is the song and dance sequence. Why are there so many song and dance sequences in Bollywood films?
Well, you have to understand that India is a polylingual country with over 27 different languages. So the dance, everyone can enjoy.
Okay.
It is a segment of the movie where we do not have to pay for subtitles. Very, very significant savings. And everyone just relaxes and enjoys the experience. That is the source of the dance.
And it's a valuable screen time, too.
Absolutely. When you're making four of these fuckers a month, you have to go forward and get it done quickly.
Yeah. So when you're watching Bollywood films, you're like watching a music video on steroids. No? It's an extended music video.
Pretty much. Lots of steadicam, if you know what I'm saying.
In the Philippines, we also used to have song and dance numbers. No?
During the early days.
These are influenced by the early vaudeville of the Americans. And the zarzuelas of the Spaniards. No, in a way, does Bollywood have this kind of influence?
Well, we are influenced by the British, of course, but primarily our influences come from ourselves, from ancient Sanskrit drama, where music and dance and gesture are part of the experience. The folk theater has a storytelling figure at the start of the stage who narrates the film or the performance as we watch.
Oh.
And occasionally he does, and everyone bursts into song.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very popular moment.
Yeah, if you come to think about it, in real life, we also do that. No?
Mm-hmm.
When we're happy, we sometimes sing a song or hum a tune to ourselves. No? Or sometimes we skip a dance or, no.
Yes. All the way. But Bollywood has always been unique in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It is an expression of a very, very vibrant culture which goes all the way down through the working class and back up to the top of the system. Everyone connects through that moment of song and dance.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps escapism, perhaps not. But it is truly a beautiful moment of oneness for the country.
Oh, you say it as if it's religion, no?
In a manner of speaking, yes.
Yeah.
A secular religion, perhaps. Perhaps we should look at it that way. It is a celebration of curry. It is a celebration of the beauty of cows. It is a celebration of just the wonder of being India.
It's almost ritualistic, not, mm-hmm. not tradition of Bollywood. Anyway, let's talk about some of the few mm-hmm. popular films. Actually, from this list, I only know one film. some films here. PK released in 2014. Yeah. I don't know what this is.
Lovely movie.
Three Idiots. This is the only one I saw. Three Idiots.
Yes. My brother-in-law was the caterer on Three Idiots. Mm-hmm. Very, very funny film. The people were just, it was silly to work with all of the time. Mm-hmm. We'd like take Bong Revilla and clone him three times. Uh-huh. That is the amount of mirth that was at work on this set.
Oh. So, I suppose these are popular actors and actresses, huh? Mm-hmm. Dilwale Dulhania Le Jayenge. I don't know.
Chennai Amazingly, Express. You pronounced that perfectly. That is exactly the way that word is pronounced.
Okay.
Yes. My name that is a story, also a love story, about mm-hmm. a man who falls in love with a woman he meets mm-hmm. on a train.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems that a lot of Bollywood films are into either romance or action.
Action.
Or ideally, both intersect at several times over the course of the plot. It is very important to have people get hurt and somehow get up and get on with it and still get the girl.
Okay. Yes. So that I suppose that's one of the factors why India is the most number populous city country in the world, no?
Yes,
because of the romance.
Mm-hmm. And yung ano, meron akong trivia, no? which regard to Bollywood, yung Western musical television, particularly the MTVs in the US, it has been increasing influence since 1990.
Exactly.
It can be seen in pace, camera angles, dance sequence, and music of 2000s Indian films. So one of the influence about Bollywood musical is the MTV.
So Bollywood influenced MTV.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. Yeah, surprisingly, it was
in terms of the pace, the camera angles, and the dance sequences.
The frenetic dancing.
Maybe that's the origin of the.
I think you are right.
It MTVs.
Part of it was a conscious borrowing, and then part of it is sort of an ironic recontextualization of the entire process, where. If you think about it, Bollywood is completely artificial. Yeah, the dancing sequences are very, very staged, and there's no attempt to move beyond that. It is just accepted as part of it. And introducing that level of irony in music video just sort of seemed like a natural pattern after a while, and has worked very well.
I'm just trying to recall sa Three Idiots song and dance sequence. It came from out of the blue, but then there's this one sequence in the boys' shower room wherein they all is well, no, ayan, all is well. So they dance. I think that's the only part that was seamless, and all the rest, all the other music and the dance numbers, are either part of a stream of consciousness or. A fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
No? Mm-hmm. Okay. Very much so. We are getting the flying bird hand signal. We have to finish up shortly. However, it is partly fantasy and it is partly just enjoyment of the moment. Mm-hmm. Like there is a lot of looking at the camera that you will notice they do as right before they sing, there's this beat of sort of here we go to dance. Mm-hmm. And everybody is ready for that.
Okay. So, may tanong ka pa? Hindi, mag-ano muna tayo, no? Merong ipaparinig sa atin ng music from Bollywood si Janine, no? Okay. So, pakinggan natin to. At kami pa yung magbabalik, no? After this few reminders, pagkatapos ng kanta.
Okay. जाने नहीं देंगे तुझे जाने तुझे देंगे नहीं चाहे तुझको रब बुला ले हम न रब से डरने वाले राहों में डट के खड़े हैं हम यारों से नजर ko aise denge hum jaane nahi denge tujhe jaane tujhe denge nahi दो कदम का ये सफर है उम्र छोटी सी डगर है एक कदम में लड़खड़ाया क्यों सुन ले यारों की ये बातें बीतेंगी सब गम की रातें यारों से रूठा है साले क्यों जाने नहीं तुझे जाने तुझे देंगे नहीं जाने नहीं देंगे तुझे जाने तुझे देंगे नहीं मां खत में क्या लिखा था जिए तो जुग जुग ये कहा था चार पल भी जी ना पाया तू यारों से नजरें मिला ले एक बार तो मुस्कुरा दे उठ जा साले यूं सताता है क्यों
Ito na lang ang iyong naririnig? Eh teka, ito naman, naririnig mo pa ba? Huwag natin hayaan na tuluyang mawala at masira ang ating kalikasan. Protektahan natin ito. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Uy, honey, nanakawan yung kotse ng brad mo, oh. Tigilan mo.
Huwag na natin pakilaman yan. Baka madamay pa tayo.
Ilang krimen na ba ang hindi na ibalita dahil lamang sa takot at pangamba? Makialam at magbigay alam. I-report ang mga insidente ng krimen sa Patrol 117 o sa UP Diliman Police sa numerong 981-8500 Local 113. Bawat report ay malaking ambag sa ating pagpuksa sa krimen. Krimen, ating bantayan upang maiwasan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Para sa isang malaman,
makabuluhan,
at masustansyang talakayan sa isa sa pinakapaboritong libangan ng Pinoy,
ang pelikula.
Dito na tayo sa Cine Scholar. Oh, walang a-absent ha?
बिन पूछे मेरा नाम और पता रस्मों को रख के परे चार कदम बस चार कदम चल दो ना साथ मेरे बिन पूछे मेरा नाम और पता रस्मों को रख के परे चार कदम बस चार कदम चल दो ना साथ मेरे बिन कुछ कहे बिन कुछ सुने हाथों में हाथ लिए चार कदम बस चार कदम चल दो ना साथ मेरे हे बिन कुछ कहे बिन कुछ सुने हाथों में हाथ लिए
Okay, so nagbabalik po ang Cine Scholar dito sa Busy UP, no? Hantong ng UP Film Institute. At ang pinag-uusapan pa rin natin, Bollywood.
No? Kasama pa rin natin si Satish.
Si Satish Gulate.
Gulate.
Okay, so here, I got my list, no? So, yung number one top producer in 2011 is India with 1,255 films produced. Wow. For that year.
Napaka-healthy.
Alam mo kung sino number two?
Sino? Ang industry na to.
Ano sa tingin mo? Number two?
Philippines.
No.
No.
Ano?
Kenya.
Nigeria.
Oh.
With 997 films produced.
Oh.
So, alam mo kung ilan ang Hollywood?
Ilan?
Hollywood only made 819 films in 2011.
And to think na we haven't watched any Nigerian film.
Never seen one.
I haven't never seen one.
Sabi, Nigerian now is called Nollywood.
Nollywood.
Very clever. Maybe we can do one episode on Nollywood.
Nollywood, no. We can do a research on that. Talaga sila number two producer.
I'll need a few days to work on the voice. But
then we will look for that.
So, China is number four. 584. Japan is number 5, 441. Nowhere in the list of the top 15 producers is the Philippines. No? Canada is the number 15 with 86 films. Mm-hmm. No?
That is quite a spread down to 15, only 86 films. Yeah.
I think the Philippines is producing about less than 30 films per year now.
Mm-hmm.
No? Not the mainstream industry. It's the mainstream industry.
Keyword, because if you look at like Lav Diaz, does he wind up on this list?
No. He can't be. He's not mainstream. No.
Okay.
Compared to the number of screens, United States has 39,641 screens.
Mm-hmm.
Cinema screens, while India only has 10,020. No? Quite surprising. No?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of box office revenues,
mm-hmm.
Canada, United States earned about 10.4 billion, followed by China, Japan, France, UK. That's the top 10. No,
mm-hmm.
India is only number 6, 1.7 billion in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're talking about Bollywood.
Meron akong question, no? Is ito very familiar. This is a two-time Academy Award-winning film, Slumdog Millionaire. Can we consider that as a Bollywood movie? That is very popular, no?
That is pushing it. That is missing a lot of the elements that make Bollywood.
It's about a game show, di ba? Who wants to be a millionaire?
The director is, I believe, Danny Boyle. He's Scottish.
So I suppose they shot it in India, but the sensibilities is not traditional, culturally Indian.
No musical, not much of a musical.
Parang it's
because they say that the Bollywood is going to being westernized. That's the problem. The film, especially the clothes they use now.
But
they're going to be westernized.
Huh.
That's part of the problem of the Bollywood nowadays.
Isn't that an aspect of globalization?
Yeah, that's an aspect of globalization. Definitely.
Marginalized environment.
Yeah, parang can we define Bollywood in terms of the song and dance number in the same way that Filipino films can be defined with the song and dance? No, parang it's a very tricky question.
Mm-hmm. Independent cinema in India now moves away from song and dance.
From song and dance, to separate
itself. Mm-hmm. You know, on one level this is product differentiation. On another level it is creative choice.
Yeah, but if you look at these directors, they are mostly Western trained.
Mm-hmm.
Film directors, no? Film
professionals. Oh, yes, you're right.
No?
Shyman.
M. Night is British.
Yeah.
He's an Indian.
Indian.
Genetically.
But the influence.
He's from the Midwest of America, actually.
Midwest.
I believe Detroit. Yeah.
Oh.
Have you done any
traditional
Bollywood?
Yes.
No, he embarrasses us all. He's not very good. Go home, M. Night.
I think he made
this concept.
He made this one film that probably worked a little, and I don't know why he keeps getting all
there
this.
There is this expression in India, one trick pony. That would be a night.
I see, yeah.
What about the Guru? The Guru, is that the Guru. Bollywood?
2001.
Marisa Tomei?
It is.
Is it Bollywood?
The Guru is
from the States.
Is parody. Guru is actually Canadian. But
Canadian.
We keep track of people that make fun of us. Pay attention. Yes, know this. But however, it is more parody of Western romance and Western spiritual journey film as a Eat, Pray, Love. Two of them together, like plot that. By plot point, and take a look at what's going on.
Yeah, but I think that's the most palatable Bollywood film for Filipinos because of the setting, the polish of the film, and even the reference in the performances, and even of course the pretty face of Marisa Tomei has worked wonders for that film.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, talking about production, no? I've read somewhere that the Bollywood film actors work simultaneously on a film. Sometimes they do 4 films in a week, so they just shoot one sequence in one city, and then they, after that sequence, they go, they travel out to another city where another film is being shot and preparing for his next sequence, and so it's Is that true?
That is kind of the standard. It is more expensive to have a film crew in the field than to have them move around. So we go move the actor and the artist from set to set to set, and the film crew is ready to go.
Oh. So, I can only imagine, huh? Parang in a single day in a particular city, probably 3-4 shooting crews of different films all at the same time?
Very, very likely. It happens all the time.
Chaos.
1,200 films in 365 days a year, and one of them is Christmas Eve.
It's definitely. Yeah, ang tawag dyan, in Tagalog, lagari.
Lagari, oh.
Lagari.
Sobrang lagari.
Sobrang lagari.
Oh, po. I don't know what that word means. All right.
It's like, I don't know, parang
it's like a saw. It's lagari is a saw. They want to sign one advertisement.
Very nice.
So you cut both strokes.
Yeah.
Very efficient.
Efficient. No, very efficient. And very, very taxing. That's the reason why I've been watching this new channel on cable. It plays Asian films, but mostly Bollywood films. I remember this girl from Three Idiots, the lady in interest. I saw her in about a day surfing through the channels, and I saw her in that particular channel in 5 different films for that day, you know. So I don't remember her name.
When was this?
Yeah, the Three Idiots film, the girl in the Three Idiots film.
Oh yes, so Buffy. Yeah,
she's very popular. She seems to be very popular, and she's been with different genres, romance. No, but mostly action because the channel is an action channel, so they're only showing action films from Asia.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot. Every new film, I see her face. One after another, no? Very popular.
That is a very good agent she has. Oh. Very delighted about this.
Okay, so I really have no very substantial question for Bollywood. Can you because it's really something new for me.
Yeah.
I can only look from as an observer. So is there anything else we're missing here about Bollywood films? Maybe a way of looking, how should we watch Bollywood films?
The point of a Bollywood film is to enjoy yourself. All right, there is not a lot of social criticism at work in the film. It is a fantasy world that the characters relate to each other in. Relax, get the larger popcorn, not the small one. Don't be cheap. Look at me. Don't be cheap. Get the larger popcorn, and something for the kids, and sit back and relax. That is how to experience Bollywood.
That's because of the musical and the dancing.
The spectacle, baby, is what it all is.
I see. I have this trivia again, no?
Oh.
In the United States and Canada, no? Bollywood experienced a market growth in revenues, in terms of revenue, no?
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, in the United States alone, no, they earn about $100 million a year through screen theater screening, video sales, and sales of movie soundtrack. Mm-hmm. So, Bollywood film is very popular in the United States.
Very much so. It's no longer just for Indians. People can sit back and relax. Hence the dance sequence. Why it is so fun?
Yeah.
You know, it's very little language to digest. You sit and enjoy.
That's maybe the reasons why some Hollywood films adopted some Bollywood films.
Perhaps so. Perhaps.
Or a little bit of an influence of an Indian Bollywood films.
Mm.
Any questions?
No. Yeah, I found her. See, her name is Kareena Kapoor.
Kareena Kapoor.
Yeah, she's in the Three Idiots film. Her filmography from 2000. She started her career in 2000. She's already has 56 films to her credit.
My goodness, that's over 5 a year. It's hard to believe.
Yeah, that's... And she's very pretty, no?
Well, there you go. It never hurts.
No, she was born to as Babita. Punjabi. She's born family of actors for generations, including her paternal great-grandfather. Her Prithviraj Kapoor, that's her great-grandfather, a famous actor. Her grandfather, Raj Kapoor. Her paternal uncles, Shami, Shashi, Rishi, Rajiv, Swaran. So, her family of actors in Bombay, India.
Mm.
And she's very pretty. Okay, so, ano, mag-break muna tayo.
Break muna tayo.
Pakinggan natin yung panibagong music ni Janine. No? So, kami po yung magbabalik. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng isang ng broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka.
Okay.
Sira kasi yung Bluetooth ng phone ko.
Huwag mo lang it ka. Gawin mo na.
First line pa nga lang.
Huwag mo siya shout ng maraming PSA. Ang dami akong naiisip.
Nagsusundutan lang tayo dito.
Tropang Radio!
Makikulo sa Tropang Radio. 7 to 8 p.m. mula Lunes hanggang Biyernes. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
para sa isang malaman,
makabuluhan,
at masustansyang talakayan sa isa sa pinakapaboritong libangan ng Pinoy.
Ang pelikula.
Dito na tayo sa CineScholar. Oh, walang a-absent ha?
Okay, ito pa rin po. At pinag-uusapan pa rin natin yung Bollywood films.
Bollywood films.
Siguro after nito, maganda, manood tayo ng mga Bollywood films. Para ma-educate naman tayo sa mga ibang pelikula sa ibang bansa.
Ating guest na si Satesh.
Oo.
Sit back and relax if you watch a Bollywood movie kasi nga talagang more of the dancing and the singing. So
ito yung last lang siguro pag-usapan natin. Ano ba yung mga siguro ano ba yung mga magagandang pelikula na dapat nating mapanood na Bollywood films para masabing
interesado yung mga listeners natin
baka pwede tayong
malaman nila kung ano yung top 10.
Hindi, at least wag na siguro top 10, siguro paano na lang mabigyan natin ng idea, no?
Pwede.
Parang bago sila ano. Pero siguro pagdaan mo yung 10 pelikula, medyo may kilala mo na yung Bollywood film. Oh, can you recommend some titles?
Yeah, Satesh.
Sure. One of my particular favorites is Mughal e Azam.
Ano?
Mughal e Azam.
Mughal e Azam. Ano yan?
It is a beautifully photographed and production designed film. One of the most expensive in all of Hindi cinema.
Okay.
Directed by K. Asif, the film stars Dilip Kumar, Primeet Ravish Kapoor, and the gorgeous, and I do mean gorgeous, this one is a hottie, Wadhula Baba, in the lead roles portrayed as a virtual love of Mongol prince. Once again, we're back to internal love.
Oh, wow.
This. The courtesan, Ankare Nakale. Flaming red hair, shot in 1971. Fabulous film.
Is it a
color widescreen? Oh my.
Is it a period film?
It is a pyramid film. So when the Mongols were trying to overrun northern India.
What title again?
That was called Munga Amahale De. Yes.
Okay.
Now moving on to a contemporary film, one of my favorite ones.
Another film from the 70s,
Anad.
Anad.
It's a cult film. A proof that Rajneesh Kahane's acting metal was second to nobody. Basically made the man's career. The film is the story of a lively person suffering with a fatal disease who passes every single moment cheerfully and brings a smile to every face. Very, very Hindu-esque, if you ask me.
So I suppose there's still a song and dance in that
1970s
film, not 1970s.
It is tap dancing. That is that dancing they do with the two pieces of wood smacking together and they jump up and down to avoid
it's like
hit.
Kling.
Is it right? It's like Kilikling, only it's done with swords, so it's a little higher stakes in God.
With swords!
I think I took a glance of this.
Did I mention they are rusty swords? They're very, very, very.
I think I took a glance of that film. It's a drama. I think it's a drama film.
It's a drama film.
It's a moving film.
Really? You've seen it?
I've seen it.
Okay.
Maybe touchy. It's a touchy.
Oh, that's Anad, no?
Anad.
Okay.
Something also not to miss from the 80s is Sholay, which broke every box office record and is still fresh and entertaining this day. The impact of the movie is such that every single character in the movie is remembered till now.
Wow.
Oh, what title?
Oh, there.
This is called Sholay.
Sholay.
Sholay. Sholay. It is an 80s.
It is.
Let me look and look at
an 80s action thriller.
Yeah.
Yes.
In YouTube. I can find it in YouTube.
No, downtempo again, but still very culturally significant. We have this cinematic gem from Shalik Kapoor, Masa Om. Touched every heart. Kudos to Tuga Hansan.
Who is that? Kapoor?
The director is Shikhar Kapoor. The film is called Masa Om.
Masa Om.
Brilliantly, brilliantly thing.
Okay.
It's still a drama.
Kapoor is probably related to the actress I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so Kareena Kapoor.
Very much. Her father, actually.
Oh, her father. Okay. Wow.
No, I made that up, but I'm just hoping it all works out. Go forward. Moving on into the broken, love-hearted, magical dancing thing that is Bollywood. We have Dilawa Dahulena Leng Jinjanawa. Another superstar is born by the name of Shah Rukh Khan. The film once again brought back to the era of desperate love stories and introduced Indian audiences to the scenic beauty of Europe. So it's sort of like A Beautiful Affair, but with an Indian
love
cast.
Story.
Same thing.
Okay.
All right. Is there more?
Finally.
Okay.
A movie that's so complex even I can't pronounce the title, but we'll go for it anyway. All right. Chan V Du Yaharo.
That's a title.
The Indian engineer says I did it perfectly. Look at her face. Such delight. All right. And with all its silliness, implausible plot, and excessively theatrical acting, was an absurd take on the Builder Administration Mafia, which is still relevant. Oh. Two bumbling, jobless photographers are given an assignment by a hard-boiled editor of a newspaper whose sole goal is to catch the erring on the wrong foot. Like Zaholay's dialogues, one has to learn JBDY's scenes and gags by heart. It is much like Monty Python in your world. Same thing. Yeah. Same thing. Be it the cake scene, oh, that's good stuff. The guitar scene in the gutter, or the Mahabid Salam Akram stage mashup.
Is it a comedy?
It is indeed.
No, it's a parody. It's a parody.
Well, I like to watch. To see a comedy film. Yeah. And just like that. So the Idiots.
Those would be my top five.
Oh, okay.
That means like that five.
So, is there more?
Can we keep going? Okay.
Yeah, keep going.
Oh, another film that I love so much is Gol Maal. It's a hilarious Jodi of Alon Parish. Sorry, I've caught a fly. Back again. And of course, Carthy Brennan has made his presence felt in the memorable song Arene Warapal. You will particularly like that number. It is just all about you, Renan, I know.
Wow.
In a few words, Gol Maal is a brilliantly directed and intelligently edited masterpiece. Simply put, the movie is one of the key representations of Indian comedy for the rest of the world.
Okay.
John Denver makes a cameo in it about two-thirds of the way through as a waiter. It's very interesting.
Oh, really?
And finally, for a word picture, we have La Gaan, Once Upon a Time in India, by Amir Khan.
The boxer, Amir Khan?
No, his cousin. His cousin, who went to cinematography school. One of the films that reintroduced Indian cinema to the West, it was voted to be the top five Indian films of the Oscars. However, the film failed to win the Oscar award, reason being its long duration. You'll want to bring a pillow when you go to watch this thing.
Okay.
But it had a huge impact on audience from the West and re-established Amir Khan as one of the most versatile actors in Bollywood.
I see. I have this film, a recent film of Amir Khan, about bipolar. He's the teacher, tapos bipolar yung kanyang tinuturuan. May very touching movie. Gusto ng mga anak ko, ng mga bata. Kasi parang ang story moving talaga. Pero meron andun pa rin yung dancing and singing.
No.
Yeah, a beautiful mind sa ata. Pero ano, Bollywood film. Si Amir Khan is a very good actor. He's a very good actor. Effective. Oh. Ang galing niyang as a teacher, ang galing niyang mag-act ng yung kanyang mga roles. So, he's a very popular actor in India.
Okay. So, is there more?
No, that is all I got for you. We have...
Okay.
But I would like to thank you both for having me on your show. It's been a wonderful experience.
Thank you.
Okay. So, meron pa ba? Ano pang may announcements pa? Susunod na natin episode would be, not necessarily next week, no? Pero pagpaghanda natin yung mga susunod, yung Nollywood, yung Nigerian films, no? Hanap ka ng Nigerian guest.
I'm curious
sa,
how it will play itself out.
Sa Asian Center or sa International Center. Let's get a Nigerian to talk about Nigerian films. We have a lot of...
In Scottish cinema.
Tsaka Scottish cinema. So, that's the cinema of Scotland.
Cinema of Scotland?
Tatlong film.
Braveheart?
Hindi, tatlong pelikula lang yung cinema of Scotland. There are only three films. Pero there are a lot of films shot in Scotland.
Right.
But then, parang there are only three remarkable cinemas of Scotland.
At medyo...
Trainspotting and what else?
It's a film shot in Scotland.
Ah, fair enough.
Yeah.
So...
Yun nga, medyo ano yung Scottish film, no? Dahil nga, ito ay yung British film, pag-usapan natin. British film, it's a national film, ayan, medyo.
Diba, mga national
medyo
films.
Medyo problematic. So,
hindi, yung diba? British film, and later na siguro.
Later,
pero mga identities, no? Pero, oo, siguro, pero this is a very, very wonderful time, no, that we have with Satish, no. It's very good to have you here. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Maybe we could invite you for some shawarma. It's not Indian.
I'm hungry. Why not? Why not?
Karab yun eh.
or So anyway, ito po ulit yung ang Sina Scholar, no? Sana may napulot po kayo sa araw na to.
Nagtatanong nyo, no? Kami ng aral.
Oo, kami medyo nalilito pa rin sa mga titles na binasa at kinuwento sa amin ni Satish, pero I hope na it could inspire you to watch some Bollywood films, no? Especially sa mga nag-aaral sa pelikula diyan. Na magandang na-expose din kayo sa iba't ibang pelikula mula sa iba't ibang bansa.
Mm-hmm.
So again, ito po ulit si Ruel.
Si Renan po.
Ito po ang Sina Scholar.
Uh-huh.
At magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Bye-bye.
Para sa isang malaman,
makabuluhan,
at masustansyang talakayan sa isa sa pinakapaboritong libangan ng Pinoy,
ang pelikula.
Dito na tayo sa Sina Scholar. Oh, walang a-absent ha?